Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, we're back today, Roy Matlock Jr., and we're talking about advice and products explained, kind of the point from going from a defensive position. We have 10 points in the defense to keeping our finances from going the wrong direction, and then we have a number, I think about 11 points on the offense that we're going to get into each of the products, and you can kind of understand when someone sits down with you or if you want to meet with one of our guys. I had one of our people, they called in off the radio, and I said, well, how familiar are you with what you're, you know, what we do? And when it comes, he says, I've listened to all of your podcasts, all 170 of them. He said, I didn't want to show up and not know what I was talking about. Well, you don't have to do that, but I would encourage you to go to Apple or any of the podcasts. We've got about 170 different shows on there that'll help you with your money. And so, or you can go to RoyMatlockJr.com. So when we came out of the break, we talked about grow your income by growing your skill set, save, you know, 25% of what you make, keep growing your income, keep living larger every year because you're still saving that 25% because you're on a budget. You got your budget set up. We want to set up and automate an emergency fund. We get 3 months set aside. We put in a money market account. It's real simple. All you do is set up an account, have it drafted. It's part of your draft account inside your budget. What that means is that you have an account where all the money goes in. You set up all the automation. What is your automation? Well, you have your bill pay set up. You have your investment set up. And if you're just getting started, you got your emergency fund set up. And so we're going to do that. And then we're going to go buy some life insurance. If you have children, for sure, you need to have that. The type of insurance you would buy to begin with would be term life insurance. And the reason you buy term is because it's much cheaper. And so if you're getting started, the idea of life insurance, there's two types of insurance. The life insurance is to replace your income, and the other is to pay for final expenses in the events, you know, when you finally do pass. And so you do something like that. Term insurance can, you know, be bought. It's very inexpensive, and you can actually get it done now. We have a service that if you go to RoyMatlockJr.com, you can actually get it issued in about 10 minutes, all right, and, you know, get you a term policy. So if you have children, that's the beginning. The other thing you want to have is an estate plan. Everyone has an estate plan. They just don't set it up for themselves necessarily. And so what that means is, back in the days when I you know, was single, I had a car that was paid for, and all you had to do with my car is sell my car, and that would pay for my funeral, and that would have been the end of it all. Nobody would really miss me because I didn't have children, I wasn't married, didn't have any of that stuff. But boy, oh boy, when the first kid came, that's when I needed to have all this stuff in place. And so I needed to have enough life insurance in place in the event that something happened to me, that my spouse would be you know, able to continue to raise my child, all right, as well as take care of themselves. Additionally, if something happened to both of us, I wanted to make sure that the judge didn't determine who was going to raise my daughter at the time, or the, you know, money was being handed over to someone to manage it that was the worst one to ever manage it in my family. So that's why I got a will set up and a living trust. I wanted to make sure if I was in an accident that I had the decision already made in advance whether to pull the plug on me, and someone that could pay my bills with a financial power of attorney and a healthcare power of attorney to help make decisions for me. So I wanted all that kind of stuff set up. I didn't want to be running, okay, you know, and have no plan in place, and then something happens. Because I see people out there, I read studies right now, and this is the kind of the interconnection between the older generation. When I first started doing this, you know, I was in my 20s, and now I'm 63 right now, and so there's a big difference between today and back then. But the younger generation connecting with the older generation, meaning your kids need to know what you've put in place, and your kids, if they have kids, they need to know what they've put in place. And so I always tell people, when do you need a estate plan or a will or a trust? Here's when you need it. The moment you have a kid, and when does it end? after you die, it still is there, because that's what keeps your kids from fighting. It keeps you from being in a position where you're a burden on your kids. The last thing they remember is all the problems they had with that. And so we set up an estate plan. We do that, and we get proper life insurance in the event we die. We then start looking for disability insurance. Disability income insurance and term insurance are both income replacement. The way term insurance works is you buy it for a period of time. I always tell people, just take your income, multiply it out by the number of years that you expect to work. That is your lifetime income stream, not including raises. And you say, what would it take in a lump sum to be able to come back and buy enough of that coverage to keep me to that would go in a lump sum that could be invested to pay my income back to whoever my beneficiary was? The same holds true with disability, but disability is a little different. Disability is, you're here. All right, but you're not able to take care of yourself, and so you want to start looking at disability income. You can buy waiting periods, and you can buy, amounts of disability income. But the idea behind disability income is you've been trained. Let's say you got a skill set. Maybe you're a doctor, and you're doing well, and you went to school, and then suddenly something happens, and you're unable to do your job. Not any job, your job. And so then you're able to buy a disability income policy that says, all right, it'll pay you $20,000 a month. Say you're a doctor, or maybe you're a truck driver. I had someone that, long-haul truck driver, and the guy makes a lot of money. And so we were able to set that up for him. And so you want to get your estate plan, your term insurance, your disability income in place. Your emergency fund should be about 3 months set aside for expenses, maybe up to six if you're a single income family, that kind of deal. You got a budget, so you're spending less than what you make. All these things go into place in getting organized. And organize, one of the things I do with people when I sit down with them, say, hey, what's the goal? And they usually have something that's ailing them when it comes to their finances. If they meet with me or one of my guys, first thing we do is say, what's the goal? All right, well, let's look at the goal to begin with. What's the plan? Generally speaking, the plan has some holes in it. So we go and find out where you're at in your plan. Or if you don't have a plan, we help you, put together an entire plan from scratch on how to get all these things in place. And we start checkoffs. We say, okay, what's the skill? What are you doing to improve your skill set? Do you have a budget in place? Let's go ahead and do some tips on how to do that. Let's get your emergency fund. How much you have in the bank? Oh, I don't have that much. Okay, we need that. What about life insurance? Let's look at it. Let's shop around. Make sure you got the best deal and get it done. Do you have a will or will in place or an estate plan or a living trust? And all that? No. Okay, let's get that done. Now let's look for your disability income. Do they provide it through work? All right. If not, you need to buy it on your own. So you buy disability income. Then we look at our health insurance. Some of the things now that's going to health insurance, especially if you're buying it yourself or if you're a business owner right now and you're providing it for your families that work for you, it's outrageous. I just went in to the emergency room, and the crazy thing about it, I was kind of out of it when I went in the emergency room. They never asked me for my health insurance. They've got my address from, I looked at it. I've been trying to find out what the bill is. It's such a complete, messed up system. And guess what they do? The insurance company say, no big deal. We'll just raise the rates. And so one of the things that I've always initially did was I looked at how can I get a high deductible. And if I get a high deductible, I could do a less premium. And then I go in and I offer cash and pay in advance. I tried to do it when I did this. Couldn't even find out how to do it. So anyway, so that's where health shares come in. We'll talk about that when we come back, to where you can get into some health sharing plans. And, I've been officially kind of doing that, for 30 years, paying cash and getting discounts. But anyway, that's part of it. So we've got a few more things left when it comes to your defense and how to go about doing these things. So right now we are, working on the budget, the emergency fund, get your insurance in place, life insurance, disability insurance. We're going to get the will and trust in place. We're going to go into some liability type things as we come back. Once again, visit roymatlockjr.com and you can get all of the downloads and get yourself in place. We'll be right back.